I would like to convene this meeting of the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners. Good morning. It is Wednesday, November 2nd, 2016. Commissioner Thompson is not with us today. He is attending a marine debris conference and is doing a presentation right at this hour. But Commissioner Hunt and I do constitute a quorum. And this meeting opens with our monthly employee recognition, folks who have reached the service milestone of 5 years and upward, and we've got a long list today. We've got 11 folks total, constituting 95 years of service to the county. So, Commissioner Hunt, I'm going to recruit your assistants, and we'll read off everybody's names. And
take my glasses so I can read.
Ask Commissioner Hunt, when I call your name, please come forward, and Commissioner Hunt's going to hand out our service certificates and pins. Rita Eckerman.
No, Rita.
Kylie Andresa from the District Attorney's Office.
She's at DV camp, a boot camp.
Okay. Emily Baker from Health and Human Services.
Linda, oh, for three. That's a note for tonight's baseball game.
Linda Evans, DA's office.
Linda Evans?
Linda Evans.
I will go get her.
Okay.
All right.
Joshua McDowell, Sheriff's Office.
Yeah.
No. Kathleen Vinson, Clerk's Office. Oh. Valerie Edmonds, Health and Human Services.
Yay!
Yay. Yay.
Certificate. Thank you for your service.
Okay. Thank you. Arcellus? And rather than me mangle your last name, can you, I'm sorry, can you tell us?
Irisari.
Okay. Thank you.
Linda.
Oh, man.
Okay. And here's Linda.
Okay.
Oh, wait up. Can
you
wait up here,
Valerie.
Please? We're going to take a picture.
Yes, you can stand.
Could three of you stand in between Doug and
Bob? No, I'm confused.
Okay, who are we up to? Kimmy? Who's Kimmy Jackson, one? Clerk's Office.
Linda.
Thank you.
Amy Lundstedt, Health and Human Services. Anita Litwin, Health and Human Services.
Are we done?
We are.
Once you step to the phone, help again. We didn't have very good success.
Right.
We didn't have very good success.
Araceli, can you go next to Linda there and we'll just take a photo? Doug, stay up here, would you?
Yeah. Sure.
There we go.
Great.
All right. Maybe turn your those things, your certificates around.
Oh.
Okay. There we go. That was good. Okay, big smiles. Thanks, everyone. Nice job.
And have we got the new employee tour here yet?
Did you all get the right number of years on your pin? Because I think I gave somebody a wrong pin.
And your last name should be on the box too.
The correct last name on the back of the box. Yeah, I see. But do you have the right number of years?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. See, I told you didn't want any help.
Okay, our new hire sir. Del?
Today.
All righty, welcome everybody. If you'd tell us who you are and where you're working, which office or department.
I'm Paula Ferguson and I work with Health and Human Services for Outreach and Enrollment.
I'm Michelle Maresco and I am in Support Services for the Sheriff's Office.
I'm Tracy Coyle and I work with Health and Human Services.
Beth Lindauer, Health and Human Services.
William Wright, Transit.
All right, welcome everybody, and thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Okay. Wait, in case you would like to get a... Yes, please come back and see us again soon, and wait just a minute in case you would like to get a group photo.
All right.
We have another person.
Another person.
Uh-oh.
She's for a five-year event.
Okay.
For the theater. All right, hold on just a second. All right, new hires, big smiles. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hey.
All right.
Got another 5 year here?
Yeah,
that's
five. I'm not sure.
Anita
Litwin.
Oh, yes.
Sure. Sure.
Can
you do the honors?
Yeah.
No, here,
yes. See, I hooked them all up.
Order of business is the adoption of the consent calendar. These are routine items or items that we have discussed at previous meetings. Is there anything that staff or commissioners would like to either highlight or remove?
Move for approval of consent calendar.
I'll second that. Moved and seconded to approve the consent calendar. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Consent calendar stands as approved. Next up, we've got a decision action item. Ask Mr. Kenyon to come forward. This would be an order to initiate legalization proceedings on Southeast 23rd Street in Lincoln City. That's County Road 107. And legal counsel, Mr. Herbage, will have some input here as well. That basically, we're just initiating a process at this point to get a staff report on this matter, and it will come back to us in a few weeks for a formal public hearing, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Today is not a hearing. The purpose of today is for the board to consider an order to initiate proceedings for legalization of a portion of Southeast 23rd Street in the Lincoln City area. That's County Road 107. What I would want to emphasize is that if you do initiate the proceedings, then certain things happen. A hearing is set, and today is not that hearing, just as you said, Mr. Chair. And basically, what happens is that a survey is done, a report is issued that would be made part of the hearing. I think the intent of the hearing is to be on December 7th, but the law requires notice. Obviously, all these proceedings have due process. The notice will go out by both service, personal service, and posting. Requires at least 30-day notice on the service and 20 days, I think, on the posting.
Right. There will also be publication.
And publication.
Two publications.
So three ways of the notice. And the procedures in Chapter 368 for legalization are all outlined. There, you know, there's other things such as vacations and so on. They all have their own procedures. And I think that our roadmaster can give the basic background with the understanding we don't want to get into too much detail, but enough for you to make a call on whether to initiate this process.
All righty.
Gentlemen, I'm Roy Kenyon, Public Works Director for Lincoln County. And the issue that we have with Southeast 23rd Drive, County Road 107, is actually the same issue that we have on a lot of our county roads. Basically, the road is traveled, as traveled, does not conform
to the location of a road as described in the county records. And so this would clear that up.
Okay. And what has caused the process to be initiated at this time, or the request to initiate it?
Well, basically, there's been a request for legalization. There's some development that will be happening sometime in the future, and there needs to be right-of-way lines established to for them to continue on with the plan for their development.
So again, I think to just restate what's been said, all we're doing is approving the initiation of a process which will lead, or may or may not, I guess, lead to a decision relative to that process. So
that is correct.
Pretty straightforward. I'll move for approval of the order initiating legalization proceedings on Southeast 23rd Street in Lincoln City, County Road number 107.
I'll second the motion. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It's approved. So, see you back here on this topic on the 7th.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Roy. All righty, we don't have any discussion or information items today. Nothing as the Board of Countywide Service Districts, so we go to Commissioner Reports. Commissioner Hunt.
Well, I'll just state again that we recently had a meeting where we started the process to look at the maritime industry and to look at avenues to create some vocational training programs to help create jobs or train individuals so they'll have meaningful jobs in the workplace. And the Association of Oregon County Convention, which will be held in, roughly 2 weeks, 10 days, will be having a panel for further discussion on that and continue to move forward to try and create a maritime sector strategy that focuses on jobs in the maritime industry, and then we'll create programs where we can train people to have those jobs. So continue to look forward to progress in that initiative.
Wonderful. I'll be in Portland Friday at a housing conference, a group called Housing Land Advocates, and I'm going to be participating in a panel on housing issues in destination communities. There's somebody from Central Oregon, somebody from the Gorge, and I got tapped to be the coastal guy. So
seems appropriate.
Mm-hmm. So just be interesting to see as the awareness of housing challenges ratchets up to see where that goes. Last Saturday, I was part of a panel group at the Congregational Church in Lincoln City. I think there were 7 of us, and so everybody's talking about housing, and we're starting to get some action, but we need to really ratchet it up. I should mention that I'm going to miss our meeting next Wednesday. I will be in Salem. As we all know, I think unless you've been living in a bunker 500 feet under the ground, that next Tuesday's election day. And so the Association of Oregon Counties policy staff will be doing a debrief on the results, and then I'm going to be meeting with staff to talk about the upcoming transition at that AOC conference you mentioned, Commissioner Hunt. I will be sworn in, barring something unforeseen, as AOC president for the year ahead, and only the 3rd time in history that a Lincoln County commissioner has served in that position, and I'm excited because I think it gives me another platform both in Salem and in Washington, D.C. to advocate for the needs of Lincoln County.
Looking forward to that day.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Constituent input. This is the time when we give anyone the opportunity to speak to us on any topic for up to 5 minutes. Hearing none, I'll mention the next board meeting is 1 week from today, Wednesday, November 9th, 9:30, right here, same location. Until then, we're adjourned.